Okay, before we start, I gotta fix something here, but I'll just check this right quick. Okay, let me get all this out of there. Delete all that because I forgot to shut it off. And I'm going to save it. And then I have to, from what I understand, I'm very choppy. And so I'm shutting down both streams because it's just going to naturally happen because I'm getting off this network right now. I'm going to switch to the other network because Turbo is not on my shoddy network. It's not on there. It's on a new server. And so I am going to switch that here in a moment, but I have to save this before I do it. So let me, I'm not going to save. I'm going to save it because it's going to be crystal clear. The study will be crystal clear on WCPR or pre-recorded later because if Joe copied it, it's probably all chopped up. Because even Tim was telling me, he texted me, he says, yeah. And that means, because everybody else sounded really good on Turbo except me, because my internet is going down again. So let me see. Today's date is 12/02/23, and this was the study. Okay, it's going to take a moment. And then while I'm doing that, I'm going to fall out of Turbo, which means I'm the host. And so we're going to have that error for a few moments. Oh, wait, no, before I do that, I'm going to make WTPR the host. That way it won't fall out. Make host. There you go. So WTPR is the host now, so I'm going to fall out, which means everybody else that's on WTPR or on Turbo should stay put. Okay, let me just check this PM real quick. And thank you for those of you that are – oh, it's a praise from Tim. So I'll be sharing that in a moment. Now it's processing the audio. It takes a while to save because I use a different kind of method of doing it now to make it more legible on WTPR. And so and I don't want – I had to, put the testimony service on WTPR later where everybody sounds great, and I'm like, I sound like, let's just say, if I say the ABCs like this, A, B, D, E, G, H, I, J, L, M, P, Q, R, like that. I was just muting on and off because, it's bad. So I'm going to switch it now. You'll hear the click, but then I'll go dead for a moment, and I have to come back into Turbo. So give me a moment. Okay, now it's saying I'm back. That's this presenter is offline over there. Hold on. It's still showing me talking. Let me just see. Test. So you can hear me? I must say, wow, we got the 32 kilobytes for the there's so many people on WTPR now. I've never seen that much bandwidth go out. You can hear me now. Okay, good. So, yeah, I didn't even have to restart Turbo because, again, it's not on my main system. I was just coming in through the new server. So, yeah, it works fine now. So I'm not choppy at all, right? Perfectly clear. But now both streams are down, and that's what I'm going to work on this week. I'm going to get both of these streams to run on the new server. And please keep that in your prayers because I still don't feel 100% comfortable with this company that I got this new internet with, come on, 2 months they still haven't figured out two ports that I need, so I don't know what to do there. But and I'm not going to the other one that I originally wanted to because they got busted, literally $5 million in fines for something they did to their customers. They're the only two games in town, so. Anyway, today is testimony service, and Brother Joe, you can start recording any time now because it's going to be good for all of us, I would think. I just can't put anything in the stream, can't put any pictures or nothing. And what was that? Is this somebody? I got some testimonies here. Okay, thanks, Sister Marie. It's a Word doc. Oh, dear sister, I hope it's not really long. because I'm going to share everybody this. It says, I got another thing over here. I doubt it's long. I shouldn't have said that. But okay, now when we do a testimony service, and thank you for everybody sticking around because wow, we got a lot of people in here, but I kind of knew that was going to happen because we got a major announcement at the end of this here testimony service. Brother Alvin's going to share it, okay? And there might be another major announcement next week. So, but on a different kind of format maybe, I don't know. But Psalms 105, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." Like David said, to the great congregation. And then Sister White says in Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2, she says, "Nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes in a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting." And it's kind of similar to the, it's not totally like a prayer meeting where we'll, like tonight when we gather at 7 o'clock, we don't, we have a prayer meeting every time we start at 7 o'clock on the dot. If you're not there at 7 o'clock, well, then you won't be there as we'll start. And you keep the prayers, you know, a minute or two at the most, and the whole prayer meeting is 10 minutes, 11 minutes, whatever. You know, it's just, yeah. And so so I got a couple of praises I'm going to share, and then I've got some that I have to read because people sent them to me, and thank you, thank you, thank you, because I love reading these. See, let me just check these PMs before. All right. Right. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Brother Anthony. We found out the hard way that Turbo was choppy. So, but I'm looking at the screen at the VU meter, and it's showing me to be solid as a rock. So I'm assuming I'm not choppy now, so I'm hoping anyway. But if I am, then it's on your end. Oh, okay, thanks, Sister Marie. She says it's not long. Okay, so. I have to, you know, like last month on the 18th, November 18th, we had a prayer meeting, and then we had another one and another one. You know, we're doing them every week now. Those of us, like myself included, we do pray a lot, you know, especially like with midday prayer. My morning prayers are usually just a moment or two at the end of the bed, and then I go into a much longer prayer. As I'm getting ready to open up, you know, the Bible. And then my midday prayer, depending on the weather, because I like to be outside for it, you know, it's considerably longer. And then my nighttime prayer is, that could be anywhere from 1 to 10 minutes. It just depends. And I've gone, you know, like if something pressing on my heart, I've gone much, much longer. You know, you start getting into a conversation with the Lord, and you just, it's just amazing. So, but when we gather together as brothers and sisters, and we kneel before the Lord, and we go into prayer together, the Holy Spirit starts moving. And it's an amazing thing to take part in. Again, tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Telegram. And it's just a blessing. And every time Sister White mentions that, like she's been at a, quite a few, I would think, prayer meetings. She would literally fall into vision at prayer meetings sometimes because the Holy Spirit was just, you know, maybe. So, but so you're saying, okay, hold on, let me go to this here. Okay, so I just got a text from Brother Anthony. I'm not choppy anymore. Those of you that may be hearing me being still a little bit choppy, you might want to refresh. I hope, yeah, just refresh your browser or whatever. I don't know. And so can you email that to me, Sister Vanessa? Yeah, email that to me. We'll put that your brother-in-law on the prayer list. Okay. We used to do prayer requests and name people. Years ago, then I got to the point where the prayers ended up being over an hour, so we stopped doing that. So, yeah, please email it to me, and I'll stick it on the permanent prayer list there. I keep in prayer, and all of you keep Sister Vanessa's brother-in-law in prayer. His name is Mark Moore. He tried to commit suicide again, and so please keep him Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. So yeah, but that prayer meeting, it was just, I loved it, and I'm sure the Lord loved it. And those of us that are used to prayer, know how the Lord moves when you, especially when you're into prayer the way we are, and then you can. I just don't want to go into any great detail because it's just, it's better if you experience it on your own. And I also want to praise the Lord for many in the church family, including my wife and I. The dreams have been getting a little bit more graphic and, you know, a little more intense and blessed. And so the thing is, and I also want to praise him one more time. I had an episode, medical episode last week, I think it was, where all of a sudden something happened to me, and I couldn't see out of one eye. And so I couldn't see clearly. Let's just put it that way. It just got all, everything was messed up and pixelated really bad. And it was kind of like pulsating and moving, and it was just weird. And it happened before when the church family was here, and it was just a little circular thing. And then they laid, you know, they laid hands on me, and then it slowly dissolved and went over to the other eye, it seemed, and I was healed. Well, months later, it happened again, but this time it was much larger. And my wife and my daughter Mandy laid hands on me, and then within a few moments, like about 5-10 minutes, it was gone. It's been fine since. And so I want to praise the Lord that he answers prayer so quickly sometimes. And sometimes he takes his time, and it's okay too. But yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking it's just a stress thing or whatever with the eye. And Twitch is not working because Twitch has, you know, when I moved over to the new, I'm using a different internet to go through Turbo. Yeah, Twitch and my POGM stream down. No choice. They got to go down. Because we got to do testimony service, and if the streams, you know, I'm getting rid of this internet this week one way or another. So, but yeah, amen. Praise the Lord for healing. So, all right, that's, I'll be checking my emails if anybody. Sister Mindy has already got her hand up. And so those of you that have praises you'd like to share, please do so in the text chat or send me a PM or Sister Mindy a PM if you know how to do it. That way she takes all the ones in the text chat and she reads them for you. You know, if you don't have a mic or if you've, you know, feel uncomfortable on a mic and stuff like that. So please, put your praises in there, please. Let me drop the mic.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. All right, so we've got some praises to share. I'm going to share some praises that were posted in the chat room during the children's study. We'll start with those. Brother Gilbert says, I thank the Lord for many things. I thank the Lord for the warnings given about this time of year, December 25th, his mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, his forgiveness, and too many other things. The Lord is always very good. Amen, amen, and amen. And, of course, Gilbert has those capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And I echo that as well. Sister Denise says, I praise and thank the Lord for his love, mercy, long-suffering, patience, protection, correction, the trials, and for his words and truth. Also, I thank the Lord for this beloved church family, the body of Christ, and for the indwelling, comfort, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. I also thank the Lord for allowing us to see another beautiful Sabbath day. Praise the Lord, sister, and I echo that as well. Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, for his mercy, patience, long-suffering, and corrections, and the trials, and the perfect peace that only he can give. Thank you for the first snow of the year in November and so many things. Praise the Lord, sister. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the snow, though. We had a little bit, but not very much, thank goodness. It is pretty, though, and it is pretty snow. Little Sister Luna says, praise God for everything he has done for us, and I praise him for healing my hands because they were full of eczema. I praise him for helping sick, poor, and needy. I praise God for healing everyone in the world from their sickness if they were sick. Praise the Lord, little sister. And Brother Damien says, praises God for all the praises. And then Sister Jania says, praise the Lord for his protection and for the healings, and thank him so much for answered prayers. Praise the Lord, sister. And Brother Gabriel and Isaiah says, praise the Lord for all the blessings he has given us, for all the healing he has done, for letting us be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for the nice weather this week. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Praise the Lord. And Brother Isaiah says, praise the Lord for keeping me safe and at work throughout the week. Praise the Lord, brother. Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for comfort during disappointment and sadness, and for forgiving and for a forgiving heart. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Barbara posts in the chat room, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and for the peace that goes with it, for his mercies towards my family and I, and all the patience and the blessings he blesses us with every day. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I got a praise from Brother Anthony. Sabbath blessings, family. I want to praise the Lord for the increased discernment that he has granted me as of late. I also want to praise him for giving me the strength to be up and about today despite feeling a bit under the weather. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord for all his healings. All right, and I think that might be... Okay, I got some in the chat room here.
Sister, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Take your time, because I'm going to have to reboot Turbo on my end, too. It seems the other end. I haven't rebooted this router in months, and so I'm going to have to reboot it because I'm charged.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I will drop the mic.
No, I'm... You just keep going. And
I think I have one more that was posted in the chat room.
Okay, so. Yeah, good. Because and anybody else that wants to step up to the mic, because I don't know how long it's going to take me to. I think it's a 90-second thing for this router to reboot.
Okay, all right. This is a praise from the family of Seth, Amy, Eve, and Eli. Praise the Lord for allowing time with my brother this Sabbath to spend time in sharing our faith/Sabbath truth with them and the church's website as we shared God's word alongside a roadway today. Praise the Lord. That is awesome. And then Brother Gilbert posted, for those of you that are shy or perhaps your microphone isn't working properly, type your praise to the Lord in the room. Praise the Lord. Tell us how good the Lord has been to you. And I echo that too, Brother Gilbert. Let's all praise the Lord. All right. And then, let's see. Aurora, I think it's Sister Aurora. I want to praise the Lord. Yeah, it is Sister Aurora. I want to praise the Lord for so many things, but recently I was concerned about losing my job to lack of business. My boss was able to find another office who needed help. I am blessed to be working with some interesting folks. My main partner is open to hearing about the Lord. I pray that I show the Lord through my work and the way I handle our stressful situations. There are a lot of them. Praise the Lord for many answered prayers. God bless everyone. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord for my experiencing minimal pain after a tooth extraction and bone graft. God is awesome. Praise the Lord, sister. We'll continue to pray for your healing. All right. And any more praises, please keep them coming. I will keep reading them, or you can PM me. God bless everyone. Anybody else want to get on the mic? Go ahead.
Okay. It should be good now. Because like I said, I haven't rebooted this router in months. And Fran, you're probably going to be offline because she's using that router for her Wi-Fi, but it was at 0.1. Now it's at like a 90 meg download. So it's, I'm going to program it to reboot itself every night at 4 a.m. because it's not running a server anyway. So, but you can hear me okay now in the room? I'm thinking you can because it's, I'm echoing. Let me get into the room here real quick. Okay. Okay, it's good. Okay, good. All right. So I wonder how the for now, yeah. No, this it's a SIM card is what I'm using. It's a generic way to get internet, and you got to reboot them every night. And I thought I programmed it to do that, but I guess it failed. So when you reboot them, they're good. So all right. So praise the Lord. All right, so let me get my email. I got a couple of, I got a testimony here from Sister Marie. I'm going to read that one first. And it says, hello, brothers and sisters. I pray y'all are having a blessed Sabbath. And she says, first, as always, I give thanks to my Heavenly Father for always being in my life. I am grateful for my salvation and the protection He has over me, my family, and this church family. And I echo that. Praise His name. And then she says, I praise God's name for helping me to remember His words as I reach out to others. There was one lady that started a topic of conversation with me on Thursday, and it led to the topic of God's truth, Sabbath. And this lady has church hopped and has settled in the SDA church for a few months. When I mention God's truth, Sabbath, she admits that all the different beliefs have her confused. Okay, and then she says, God gave me the words to speak about the Sabbath with her and now is open to learn more. Praise God. Amen. I shared the POGM link with her, so let's pray that God waters that seed soon. I also thank God for His love and understanding when I am troubled about worldly things. God puts His peace in my heart. I pray that I am deserving in His eyes and that He will feed me more of His wisdom and understanding so that I can continue to share with others. One last testimony and praise is that my mom has been having painful gum issues on and off over 2 years. The dentist took x-rays but found nothing. They did see a bump but said they would have to do a biopsy. Other than that, they saw nothing seriously wrong. I encouraged my mom to use ground cloves on her gums, but she was skeptical. I tried to assure her that God's foods can heal it, just takes a little time. I bought her some organic clove, and my sister gave it to her every day or every other day. Now, a couple of months later, the bump has completely disappeared. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone, and she says. So, amen, dear sister. That is amazing. Did her pain go away, too? I'm thinking, you know, because clove is like a painkiller, too. You know, you ever get those toothache drops that has that smell? That's clove you're smelling. We used to use that when I ran a Brown's Chicken, because if you got that hot oil, which is 360 degrees, if a drop lands on your arm, you instantly get a blister. And because it's so hot, your knee-jerk reaction is to swipe it with your hand and get it out of there really quick, and it does. But then you get a long, spear-shaped blister when you do that. And it hurts. And so you just put toothache drops on it, and pain's gone instantly. And that was all it was just ground clove in oil. Really good. It works really, and it's natural. It's a natural, you know, painkiller. Amen. All right, and so let me check my email again. I think I got a couple more here. Let me check. I got one from Brother Yaswanth. And okay, I'm going to read that one first. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord for His healing herbs. Yeah, some people actually call them spices, but they're not. But as a matter of fact, we got a new page on the website, remnantofgod.org/spices.htm. It's under construction. There's going to be a lot more stuff on there soon, but you might be blessed by it. Okay, and so let's continue. Brother Yaswan says, and he goes, Sabbath blessings, dear pastor. I have some praises. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. Sabbath blessings to you too, my brother. And he says, I praise the Lord Jesus for my salvation. I have undergone ACL knee surgery in the last month. Praise the Lord. It went well, and I was able to praise Jesus during my surgery time. And by grace of God, with my physio's help, I am able to walk. But please pray for my posture and walking directions. I am very much thankful to the Lord how compassionately he is taking care of my health. I also want to praise the Lord because he is taking care of my family, providing with healings and good health during my recovery time. I want to praise the Lord for helping me to complete the process of my second son's birth reporting without any problems from the officers and the authorities. And I also want to praise the Lord through the surgery. I got so much time to spend with God and attend some studies. But still, I have to gain a lot more patience, a lot of patience and long-suffering and gentleness. Still praise the Lord. I can still be able to associate with my Savior Jesus throughout all my recovery process from the surgery. I am thankful to the Lord God because I was praying for this kind of time to spend more with my Lord Jesus. I praise the Lord for the healings of these surgical wounds. And I am really grateful for Jesus, to Jesus for shedding his blood to save me. Praise Jesus. And he says, I pray that you all should have a blessed Lord's Day. Yaslan, your brother in Christ. Yeah, he said brother in Christ. So amen, my brother. Amen and amen. And okay, here, wait, let me check my email once again here. And I want to praise the Lord about this too. Even though I'm on a completely different network, I was able to MacGyver this to where my email software will check my email, even though I'm not on the proper network to do it. I really can't remember how I did it, but I did write stuff down. And so I want to praise the Lord for that because I can check my email while I'm on this different network. So I got another email from Sister Marie. Oh, this is different. Something else. Brother Jesse. He sent me let me pop it out so I can just read it on the screen here so I can literally point my face towards the mic. he says, this is from Brother Jesse. He says, the Lord has moved the hearts of many on a peculiar Discord server called the Congregation. Many of the people are being moved to learn about the Sabbath and Sunday laws. The Lord even used many to preach this message on this server, for God is not a respecter of persons. We are so close to the end. Everything is moving quickly. We might be out of here in less than 7 years with a censor being dropped as early as 5 years as of December of 2023. You know, that's because there's a lot of stuff going on, especially what the government's planning to do, as we all know, on early 2025 when the new president steps in and starts, because they've already got everything set up for what they're calling laws for Sunday, you know, and they're putting in the Sabbath keepers as well, you know, Friday night, Sunday, Saturday night. And that's just for ecumenical reasons because eventually we know the prophecy is clear because they're already talking about Sunday laws and they're going to be talking about it big time in the 2025. And they'll eventually pull the real Sabbath keepers off when Satan appears and says that he's Jesus. And so, and then he has a last praise. He says, by faith, Jesus can change my heart to be made perfect in love. Amen. Amen, amen. So that's a good praise. Trusting the Lord. Okay, let me see here. When was this again? Oh, this is back in March. That's an old email. Okay, it's not. Okay, thank you, Sister Vanessa. I got your email. You know, about your brother. And thank you, Sister Leanne, if you can hear me now. She says, I was breaking up really bad But praise God, I was able to record it. So on my end, it's not going to be broken, but on your end, it is. So I know that you are having tons with the servers. Okay. Oh, and she says no need to reply. Okay, thank you, sister. She's probably listening in, hopefully, right now. Okay, I got another praise here from brother Stephen. I'm not going to say the last name. Let me pop it out so it's on the other monitor here. So okay. Hey, he says I want to again. This is brother Stephen. He says I want to praise God for the Sabbath rest, for witnessing opportunities, the blessing of being able to talk to an aunt of mine at a family gathering, and she actually talked first. I praise God because I hoped such an occasion would lead to a witnessing opportunity. I also praise God for the opportunity to exalt His commandments in showing to a dear soul that places too much trust in gifts of miracles and the gift of obedience by the Holy Spirit and greater, but the Holy Spirit is greater, and that gives the obedient one understanding of the truth, which is needed most, and is it is obedience. Yet it is obedience joined with faith that stirs Satan's wrath, and that's why we're getting with the, like those of us who are dealing with this. We know what he's talking about here. And so he says, I also praise the Lord for teaching me humility when tempted to justify myself. There really is so much more to praise God for. It has been such a blessed month. I cannot complain. Glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And that was Brother Stephen. And he reminds me of a text I got. I think it was last night. Could have been last night. From one of my siblings, the youngest one in the family. She was always, you know, near and dear to my heart because she was a little baby, you know. We watched her grow up. And her and I got pretty close, you know. And but then when I left the Catholic Church, I didn't hear hide the hair of her or nothing like that. You know, I thought everything was still pretty good with her. And then after I left the Catholic Church and I started doing the work that the Lord called me to do in regards to the ministry, and I did that for 17 years before I ever went full-time. And I did a study on Christmas, or Xmas, okay? And it was about 12 pages long that I printed out, and I sent it to all my siblings and my parents. And as most of you already know, that's when I was disowned. And so I continued to pray for them and try to reach out to them. And then I started the newsletter, Truth Provided Newsletter, and which later became the SDR Herald. That's sdrherald.org. The newsletter went out to all my friends. And, not a lot of friends, but mostly all my siblings, my parents, and then people that subscribed over the years until I started getting the DNS issues from, because Microsoft and who else, Google, were fighting over control over DNS servers because that's where your a lot of your stuff has to go through if you're going to build your own email server in-house. And so when you're not a big corporation like I am not, they make the rules for sending email so archaic and so annoying that you have to keep updating things, you know, multiple times a year. And so they would make it to where my emails would be censored. And so I lost the newsletter, you know, and couldn't send the newsletter out. And even though everybody subscribed, they were saying I was sending out spam. I says, no, these people subscribed, but, you know, they don't care. They just blocked me anyway. Put me on spam servers and stuff like that. And but before that happened, my little sister, the youngest one in the family, she lashed out on me like I could never believe. And it was rough for a little while because, you know, I was a baby of the family and I really cared for her. I care for all my siblings, duh, you know. But she was a little, you know, cutie little thing, and really cared about her because, you know, want to protect her kind of thing, right? And so I, you know, started mailing the newsletter. Because I instantly, you know, because I had thousands and thousands of people that were subscribed on the emails, and so lost all of that. But then when I started the regular mail thing, that blossomed pretty quickly. We got quite a few on there now. And so I was sending it to the siblings and the family again, and they all requested just me stop doing it. So I did. But that one little sister, she made it a point to graphically hate, to show hate and anger, and because she was Catholic. And I was exposing the Catholic Church. Well, yesterday I got a text from her, and I'm going to read it to everybody here because it blessed my heart. And she has been texting me every now and then, too, you know, and especially when Luke died and all that. And she started showing love, and I thought, whoa, where's this coming from? The prayers being answered here, and I'm thinking they are now. When I read you this text she sent me last night, she says, now again, think about this. She didn't want nothing to do with me, with my God, anything I taught and preached, nothing like that. Okay, but over the years she started hearing the rumors and stuff. Well, not rumors, but she started hearing reports in the family how God was moving in our lives, you know, Fran and the kids. And they even mentioned things at funerals and stuff like that when we would, it's the only time we get to see them. And they would mention how everybody was noticing how God's hand was on our family. And so she says here, she sent me a text because her son-in-law died a month or two ago, and I don't remember. She says, and his name is Anthony. And she says, today Anthony would have turned 30. It's been a horrible 2 days leading up to it. And then her daughter and I, you know, I'm not going to say her daughter's name. She says, her daughter and I, or my daughter and I, are heading to a certain place in North Carolina tomorrow. So they don't keep Sabbath, so they don't know about that yet. And so to clean out their house, it's going to be incredibly difficult. And this is what hit me. She goes, please pray for us to have the strength to get it all done and safe travels. She never did that before. And I want to praise God for that because she knows prayer works because they've heard the reports and stuff like that. They've heard what the Lord's been doing in our lives. And she's very concerned, and she wants to see the Lord's hand move because I think we prayed before, as a matter of fact. Now, I think like when Anthony died, she mentioned something, and I mentioned we will pray and then about some other things. And maybe she got blessed. I don't know. I can't remember. But I know. But just the way that hit me last night, I thought that was so beautiful. She used to send all sorts of hate, and now she's sending all sorts of love. And I praise God for that. Okay, and I hope and pray that she gets out of that church before it's too late, obviously. Okay. Okay, what's this? He's homeless. Okay, let me check my email. Is there any more? I would hate to think that this is going to be a quick testimony service, which I doubt, but I'll be checking my email. Has anybody got anything they want to share? Oh, Brother Alvin. Don't do the big announcement yet there, Brother Alvin. But Mindy might have some stuff, because I don't know if anybody's putting stuff into the room there. So I'll drop the mic. Oh, he pulled the... okay, so he's not going to do it. All right, let me just check my email one more time because everybody's kind of wanting to hear the major announcement, I guess. So it takes a little while for me to check my email this way because of the way I got it MacGyvered. So, okay, now it's done. So let me just go through all the email addresses and see if I got anything. What's this? Oh. Dwayne, I got that email you sent me on some kind of a graphic in regards to herbs. Thank you, bro. I'll put it on that page if it'll fit. Okay, and Brother Joe. Oh, I already sent, yeah. I already put Brother Joe stuff on that page. As a matter of fact, that's what sparked it. So let me go here. Okay, no. Okay, let me check this email now. That one's empty. And then I got that other, no, she's sending me a bunch of links. Sister Amber, she's such a, you know, blessing to me, I got to tell you. She She'll find articles I didn't even know existed. So I just love it. She does that for me every week, multiple times a week, in fact. So, but yeah, amen to that, Brother Eli. Multiple seeds planted. And so I'm going to drop the mic, and Sister Minnie's got some praises she's going to share.
Okay, I have another praise to share. This is from Brother Eli. He says, praise the Lord for healing me the other night after men's study when I had diarrhea for more than an hour. Praise his name for answering my prayer while going through it and the activated charcoal that he gave me for natural treatment. Praise the Lord, brother. We love the natural remedies, that's for sure. And let's see. He also posted in the room, praise the Lord for all the seeds planted this past month. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord, brother. And I'll go and share my testimony, my praises. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the wonderful joy that comes with it, the peace that only, you know, Christ can give us. And even though we're going through a lot of struggles, trials, the enemy attacking us nonstop, that just reassures us that Christ is coming soon. And I just praise the Lord for that. And I want to praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share the truth with my brother and my sister. Our parents passed away, and as you most of you know, my little brother Jeff passed away in 2020. So it's just me and my sister Wendy and my older brother Tim that, of course, we have our children, our grandchildren, but we're like all the rest of our immediate family. And so they wanted to come over, this was a few weeks ago, on my day off, just to come and visit. So I asked the sisters in our women's study to pray that the Lord would, you know, the Lord would give me, you know, through the Holy Spirit, the right words to share with them and to give them both our books and what have you. So they came over and we had a nice visit, and then I just started sharing with them the truth. And I thought I had told them about my testimony about, you know, when I wasn't walking with the Lord and I woke up one morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, get ready, Jesus is coming. And I shared that with them, and their eyes just got really big. They never heard that before. And I said, I shared with them that, you know, I believe in all my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming in our lifetime, and that we have to get ready and, you know, just, you know, start reading God's word and praying and, you know, confessing your sins. And my sister, her husband, I had shared the truth with him when he was alive. He passed away, unfortunately, but he was totally on the same page with us, with our beliefs and regarding the Antichrist, the Mark of the Beast, and everything. And I shared with him all, you know, at that time I had a CD with all the, I think Brother Warren had put together CDs with all the topics on it, and he watched it, and he totally agreed with me on everything. Well, my sister Wendy, when I was sharing the truth with them, she said, yeah, Dave, her husband, had told her that all the time too when he was alive, that Jesus is coming in our lifetime. And I just praise the Lord for that, because I think that is going to just really awaken them to, you know, that this is it. We are in the last days. And so I praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share the truth with my siblings, and I pray that seeds were planted, which I think they were, in their hearts. I gave them each, you know, the Arlec books and the health books too, with all the health natural remedies for health issues. And then I also want to praise the Lord for blessing me travel mercies and giving me the opportunity to spend some time with my precious brethren and meeting a dear sister in Christ that I haven't met before, and I praise the Lord for that. That was a true blessing, and just the time we had together, and it just went too fast. I just wish we had more time to spend together, but I praise the Lord for that. And I just praise the Lord that, you know, we all know that we're all getting serious in our walk. I believe we all are, and we know that, you know, the latter rain's going to be falling very soon. and we all pray for it. We all desire it, and we all pray that we're worthy for it. I know I do. And I believe the Lord is preparing us for it, and we all need to be, as a church body, of one mind, of one accord. It's so important. It's just like the day of the Pentecost, they were all of one mind and one accord, and I believe our church is definitely getting ready for the latter rain, and I praise the Lord for that, and that we're all, you know, just really focusing on our walk with the Lord, and just praying for more faith, more, you know, more courage and boldness as we approach these last days and this final battle that we're going to be going through with the enemy. And I just love you all, and I praise the Lord for you all. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, sister. I also want to praise the Lord for that mini meeting we had last month with a few of the brethren that came over to our home and spent a few days together. Praise God for that. That was just needed. You know, we plan to do it a couple, three times a year to be nice, you know, a couple times a year. But please keep it in prayer, everybody, for the next camp meeting. You know, this year coming is an election year, obviously, and they're already starting to do things and acting like there's another pandemic coming and all that. So, you know, we might end up losing a big deposit if we set it up, and that's okay. This thing with... Brother Arthur stated in the room there, you know, is it just me or are the attacks on us intensifying lately? Oh, yeah. It's not just you, bro. It's everybody saying it. You know, as a matter of fact, a friend and I were talking about it this morning in regards to how the enemy is trying to, you know, attack us each personally, my wife and I. And it's just getting, it's just off the chart annoying. But I believe it's getting us ready to where... when the whole world is surrounding us, you know, Armageddon, all that bad stuff. So, oh, okay, yes, it's many. You got another praise here, I think it's from Brother Alex, so let me drop the mic.
Great. Brother Alex put in the room, there was a coworker I couldn't approach the topic of Sunday laws for several years because I didn't know how to lead up to it in a way that made crystal clear sense. Recently, with all the Sunday climate activist group, Project 2025, etc., somehow we were able to conversate about that. Please pray for the seeds planted. Praise the Lord, brother. That's awesome. I think as, you know, more and more of this climate change stuff and everything that's going on, the crime and the, you know, just I think more and more people are just, they're more hungry for the truth and you know, Bible prophecy, at least that's what I'm seeing. I'm sure many of you are seeing that as well. So God's preparing the way for us to get the loud cry out. Praise the Lord for that. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Okay. We have one more praise. Brother Robin's going to share it. I know why the Lord has so many people here to listen to this. I mean, it's just amazing. The enemy tried to stop this. You know, the streams are down, but we got pretty much 32 kilobits of minute going out on WTPR. Just, there's a lot of people in there, praise his name. And so praise God for that. And it's pretty stable. And so what the next voice you're going to hear is going to be that from Brother Alvin. And this is Answer to Prayer. And like I said, we're probably going to have another announcement soon in a different way because the enemy is just not letting up. He's going to keep on attacking. So let me drop the mic.
All right. Do you hear me? Am I clear? Sorry. Okay, thank you. So happy Sabbath, everyone. First, I would like to give thanks and praise the Lord for His amazing grace, His tender mercy, His loving care toward us. Of course, both to my family and to our whole church family as well. And I believe each one of us who follow the Lord is being tested for our own good. That's why, when I read Brother Arthur said, is it just me or are the attacks on us in testifying lately? All of us, because we follow the Lord, we are being tested for our own good. That's why the attack is left and right. And we have individual battle to win. We have personal trials and weaknesses to overcome. But these are expected, so the Lord has promised us help if we continue to hold on Him, especially we are now more closer to the end. Imagine we are now in the last month of the year, 2023, and 2024 is just around the corner. So I am really thankful to our God for the test, for the trials He allowed us to have, because, you know, they help us prove and see by faith how the Lord's hand works in our lives. And I praise the Lord also for protecting us from possible danger. When He allowed me to discover our car has a major problem with the brake, so I cannot drive it prior to our trip, and He provided us an alternative transportation. And praise the Lord. My family and I, praising the Lord so much for answering our unspoken prayers, and we are thankful also to all church family for the offered prayers. Thank you so much for your prayers. Truly, the fervent prayer of the righteous are really powerful, according to James 5:16. I praise God's holy name. And now I also praise the Lord for the wonderful progress of the work. And I'm really excited, me and Buddy Nick, really excited to tell you how God is calling and gathering His people from other countries into one. These precious souls recently joined and accepted our statement of faith. So aside from having the SDR Philippines, we also now have SDR Kenya. We have SDR Papua New Guinea. And we have some families in Fiji who identified as SDR Fiji. So to God be the glory. And I'm actually going to post three pictures here in text chat, so you can see and imagine how the Lord is blessing the work in these countries. So, I'm gonna pose it. First is the picture of our SDR Philippines. We have brothers, two brothers there, and they are reporting this stuff. We also have here Kenya. Okay, let me see. First, Papua New Guinea. Okay, and then also in the Papua Kenya. Kenya. All right. So, yeah, you can click on. Click the picture there, and you can see what I'm talking about. All right. So first, let me share the Philippine work we have. Okay, you can see the SDR Philippines there. The first one I posted. So the missionary work in Philippines is actually very busy. We have two ordained ministers in Philippines. We have Brother Sidney and Brother Gabby. And thank God, they are really very zealous by conducting a house-to-house visitation and Bible studies. In fact, they reported that more referrals, you know, from the people they are giving Bible studies, they are referring other people's relative friends, you know, who wanted to have a Bible study. So a lot of schedules are coming up so that they were actually having hard time coping up with their hectic schedules. But praise the Lord God is so good. And these pictures you will see when they are giving a Bible study or they are handing out their tracts. You know, it's really awesome to see these people who are really thirsty in the truth. You can see they are, you know, if you look at their picture here, some they're students, some they are in the, you know, in the house with their house clothes like that. So they are really authentic guys. I mean, people who really love to hear the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And aside from that, in our Philippine world, there are now at least 77,000 pieces of trucks, like the Mark of the Beast, Climate Change, and the Ten Commandments combined. We are now in printing as we speak, and hopefully, prayerfully, you will be available by next week, you know, ready for distribution by our Philippine brethren. Everybody is working. Praise the Lord. And we are also planning to distribute Bibles there. One of our sister is offered her help, support on this work. We already found a wholesaler on the Bible and just waiting for the quotation from them. You know, the cost like that. So, yeah, we are praising the Lord by opening the eyes also of some former brethren to see the truth and they come back to the fold. To God be the glory. So please, my brethren, keep our Philippine work in your prayers that many souls will come into truth and all our Philippine brethren to be strong in the faith. Praise the Lord. Okay, now on in our Papua New Guinea work, we will click the SDR PNG. That's Papua New Guinea. Okay. So the 3 weeks evangelistic effort in Papua New Guinea was just concluded last week. This was headed by Brother Matthew. You will see the pictures there. He was the one who is baptizing. He's the one who is wearing the purple jacket like that. So according to Brother Matthew's report, different people from different towns attended the meeting, and there was a group of 200 who used to believe the oneness or, you know, the two-ness belief that the Holy Spirit is not God. No, they are actually attacking the Holy Spirit because now is the Holy Spirit is the conducting the word. So, but when Brother Matthew explained to them the biblical Godhead, most of them understood the truth, and they accepted the truth. So there were at least 76 souls who were baptized. And his last report, he said that there is also another invitation to speak in another town. So we are praying also how we can send them a Bible and printed materials, like, you know, the religious laws are coming, the ILA booklets and SDR tracts, since they needed them. So again, please include these new brethren and the work in Papua New Guinea to continue prosper. Please include them in your prayer. Now, going to our Kenya report, our new brethren in Kenya I think that's the last picture that I have there. This is in care of one brother, Fanda Bay, and his associates. They conducted a successful meeting last month. You know, we sponsored them their meeting to introduce our statement of faith to their brethren who have accepted our SDR faith. And you know, they have at least 300 members over there, and with 11 ministers. Praise the Lord. Since most of the brethren does not have internet, like in Papua New Guinea, they don't have these brethren, they don't have internet, they don't have a smartphone. They only have the analog phones like that. So it's hard to do an online meeting like what we are doing now, you know. So they have to resort to a physical and regular meeting face to face. In fact, they have an upcoming schedule for camp meetings this month, and you know they are actually inviting us to be a speaker in their future camp meetings. And we just say, we'll just pray the Lord will allow us, you know, but still it's in God's hand. So again, they also needing a Bible, they needing SOP books, prayer prophecy books, and tracts over there. And we are praying also how we can support them in this area. So really, the Lord is blessing His church, His work. And another praise that I want to share is because two Sabbaths ago, I was given a chance to share the truth about the image of the beast in a small group in Arizona and California. You know, these precious souls were old schools. What I mean is they still use a phone to meet up every Sabbath. You know, they dial up using a conference calls. So thank the Lord. I thank the Lord because after sharing the truth, they were thankful because they thought there is a truth in this subject, and we provided them more details about it, and you know how the prophecy is unfolding, and they keep on inviting us to join them. And please keep them in prayer for one of them, you know, is showing interest in joining our number and hopefully more. So, again, I thank the Lord for all this development. And I also pray the Lord because one of our dear sister, Jocelyn, from Minnesota, she is being used by God to connect with all these precious souls, to reach them out with the present truth. That's why I believe on teamwork. Church members can do things that ministers cannot do, and vice versa for the advancement of the work. That's why I believe really teamwork really works. We are a team. You know, we are God's children. So I praise the Lord on that. And lastly, I would like to praise the Lord for using us in these last days in proclaiming the present truth. Although trials and persecution in any form comes against us, so let's hold on to our seat, for the narrow road is bumpy, but the Lord Jesus is leading the way. So by God's help, let's all help each other, encourage one another in the faith. Let us be more stronger. Let's all consecrate ourselves more to God. And let's all be united in truth and in love, so that we will all receive the large measure of the latter rain we are waiting for. So I will end on this. praise and testimonies. God bless us all, and I love all my brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much for sharing. There's so much more going on that we can't share it all at the same time. The Lord's hand is moving in this church family, and especially with those that because those of us are getting attacked, and yeah, there's even bright lights leaving again, and stuff like that. It's just exactly how the Lord said it's all supposed to happen right before the latter rain falls. And so stay in the Word. Stay in the Word daily. Stay on your knees daily, obviously. And it's going to be amazing to see who the Lord is going to move on next, because we're obviously going to need help to go to do this work for the Lord. But we're going to vet the daylights out of everybody that, because we have to, the Lord's going to do it, just like he did with the apostles with, casting lots and stuff like that. And so... And the way he reveals things to us in advance, or even slowly, that's fine too, in regards to people that, because we've seen them over the years. We've seen people that have stepped up in this church family and to hit the mic and stuff like that, and it turned out it didn't, it wasn't God's will that they'd be there. And like I said, we're growing. We're a young church, and now we know what to do so as to prevent certain problems in the future. All the tests we have passed, as well as the tests we have failed, have taught us much. And that's why the Lord is blessing us. Now he knows he can trust us. He knows we're going to go forward. And this is why the floodgates are open. The people are leaving. All these people, like the brother Elvin was talking about, I think the majority are XSDA. There were some Lutherans, if I'm not mistaken, that also left. And, the Lord's hand is really, really moving. And it's a joy to see. I just can't, express my joy. It's just amazing to see this stuff happening. Amen. Stand in unity with them too, because he didn't mention the people we already have in Uganda, and that's going further too. Pastor Paul contacted me recently, as a matter of fact, and so that's growing. And it's just. I can't, I don't put the numbers on the site, and I never will. I mean, I put the numbers on the site, but I don't, and that's just how that happens, like where somebody will log on asking for literature that we teach with and to hand it out in every country on earth now. And so where they hand out our tracts and stuff, and we never ask them. And so that's been going on for years, though. But now it's the work that they're doing has been effective. People are gathering now for what they have, all the workers that have been doing this, that have been obedient and stay, because there's still people that, started with us years ago that are still with us, still doing the work. And, amen, we don't make a census like David did. We're not going to number Israel. So we got to be careful there. But even there, it's just the way the server kicks stuff up and shows certain things too, like with the way the hits on the site. But the way I got my service set up, it only shows me the hits on the main site, the main page. And it doesn't show me the hits on all the other pages unless I put counters on them, and I don't. I don't put counters on the first one either anymore. I used to, but I don't because they were sniffing. I don't want, JavaScripting and sniffing going on my website because people are going to think I'm going to spam them or cookie them or anything like that. And so I pulled all those things off because we were just using it for ourselves. Like some of the brethren were telling me, could you put a counter on there to let us know when we send a bunch of tracts to this neighborhood in this country or this neighborhood in that country, we like to see how hits come to the website, a couple, 3 days after we send this stuff out, and it happens every time. People hit the site, and they want to see all the truth, and that's all that work that's been going on. Praise God for the work you all have been doing, because now we're seeing the fruits of our labor. And sadly, those people that should have stayed with us over the years, they could have been part of this movement. But but just keep them in your prayers. They can still make it home, obviously. Just keep them in your prayers. But it's just amazing to watch what's going on. There are other things that are going on, but there's a couple of things Alvin and I got to get together on before we make those announcements. And so, but keep us in our prayers. But keep us in your prayers as well in regards to that, because it's new territory again in regards to certain things that we have to do, and old territory that we have done before. And so, but our Father's hand, you know, our Savior's hand and the Holy Spirit's hand is definitely upon this church family, because the smile is on our Father's face because of our obedience, and that's the only reason he's sending the people in. And if you know, and here's another shocker, some of the people that had churches and ministries, I don't think Brother Alvin mentioned it, but over the years that have had these, you know, and they were like XSDA or even XSDR, it's hard for me to mention certain things because, you know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too early on certain things, but it's amazing how they're leaving even those churches. You know, there's you know, these little these folks that have caused problems over the years, the people are finally opening their eyes. The Lord is moving there too. And again, you got to keep that at a certain level until we can guarantee that we know what we're looking at here. And so far, it looks amazing. It just looks amazing. As a matter of fact, some of them, from what I understand, was singing in our church last week. And amen, the shaking is happening. It is happening. That's how close we are to the rain. So the shaking is happening. I'm getting contacts. I mean, look, like I was telling earlier, from the littlest sister in the family, asking for prayer. And, everybody's starting to realize what's going on in the world. And we're going to see people coming out of these dangerous churches. And so keep praying, brothers and sisters. Keep in your Bibles, because you never know. You might be the next Martin Luther or the next Ellen White. You just don't know. The Lord might be looking at you and saying, are they going to get serious about their studies? Are they going to get serious about overcoming even the little areas? Because if they are, guess what happens? You start getting blessed by him, and then he starts giving you utterance. You go out and you share your faith, and even more people start coming in. It's just amazing to watch. Oh yeah, it's sad to hear, but Brother Arthur just told me that a nice Jehovah Witness couple stopped at his home this morning. He gave them a track, or they gave him a track, and he wanted to witness to them, to him and his family, I guess. And when he welcomed them in and mentioned that today is the Sabbath, they didn't stay long, you know. And so they're obviously don't want to hear stuff like that, but that's okay. A seed was planted. It's going to make them think, you know, wow. I wonder how many people they stopped by and said, you know, that they knew the Sabbath, that they were talking about the Sabbath, you know, because Jehovah's Witnesses actually spun out of apostate Seventh-day Adventism. The Jehovah's Witnesses used to be SDA. Yeah, they don't know that. And so, even there, it's just like what you see with the SDAs, you see with us, people that have left our number and supposedly started churches, whatever, those people are leaving them now too, because the shaking really is occurring. And this is only going to happen for the people that are serious, you know. And the rest, they don't want, they just don't love the Lord. They want to love their own assumptions as to what Jesus is about. They're Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. And so keep them all in your prayer. And so, hope and pray you were blessed. Let's have a song, and then we'll close in prayer.
I love the feel that you bring together here. Heaven's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together here. Heaven's wonderful people. What a sight to see. Oh, the happy faces. Praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God. two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can compete. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love how thrilled that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. What an anxious to see all the happy faces praising God in heavenly faces. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, let our Lord said, come away. And the saints told every last ring through the gate. Joining loved ones from the home, at last we'll all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill in the home. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I have just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I have time just to see all the happy faces, raining on in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with
God. Amen. Yeah, I like that song too. Especially all the bass. But the thing is, unless you got a mic, you can't do bass loud. We found that out at the camp meeting when they asked me and Anthony and other guys, you know, to do the bass. And, you know, I can't do bass loud, not without a mic. So, because everybody was singing, that was an amazing camp meeting, I got to tell you. There's a lot of people there. Please kneel if you can. We're going to close out the service and have a little bit of fellowship. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we praise your name. We thank you so much. All the blessings that you have shown your people. Thank you for letting us see your hand move. Even before you started, you know, sending all the people in. I mean, it's just... Thank you for letting us witness the shaking, letting us be a part of it, and trusting us with it, and forgiving us when we fall short, and you know, helping us stand up and put on the good robes for us and let us go forth. Thank you for the desire deep, deep, deep in our hearts to stop even the small things, so especially like the TV that the enemy uses, or the entertainment on cell phones or YouTube or whatever that's dangerous, because it clouds our minds to the point it's hard to understand your word, and you want people that can hear you. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us with that realization. Please bless everyone on our prayer list, especially all those pastors that have already joined the movement and all the people that they're sharing with and keeping us all in the straight and narrow. And thank you for them actually having, the pastors anyway, having the ability to meet with us online once a month. That's amazing there, too. They have them all there and different accents, and it's just nice. Thank you, Father, for this work and for blessing us with your presence today on the Sabbath. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath. We only got a couple hours left here. And again, Father, we love you and we thank you for loving us first. And we offer this prayer and all these praises that the brothers and the sisters declare before the great congregation. We offer this prayer and praise to the best of our ability in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.